Good morning, this is Marco with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, April 29th, the last Friday of the month. We certainly could see new contract highs in the corn, maybe the beans if they get excited out here. Overnight, we had July corn up 0.75 cents at 8.14 1/4, July wheat down 4.5 cents at 10.81 1/4, and July beans down up 9.25 cents at 16.94. We're expecting a big USDA crush number today, 192.8. That would be a record. We did not see any export sales here this morning. We had 12 wheat contracts delivered against the Chicago contract and 27 against Kansas City. Kansas City closed up 4.25 cents, but Chicago was down 4.5 cents. So a little bit of a mixed bag there. The dollar is taking a little bit of a break here. We're down 44 ticks, still incredibly high at 103.21. Crude oil is up $1.11 a barrel. Really don't see a whole lot out here except that the cold, wet weather continues. And that's why I would expect certainly new highs in the corn here today. We could be in for some kind of a reversal day. If we were to take out yesterday's high and then close under yesterday's low. But I don't see really any reason for that to happen. But, you know, maybe the outside markets do something that scare the grains. The Dow's now 156 after being up about 600 points yesterday. So I don't see that being a major factor for the time being. Apparently, Brazil is going to increase their wheat production 40% to 11 million metric tons, trying to pick up some of the slack from Ukraine. You don't really think about Brazil as a wheat-growing country, but it looks like they are going to increase it there, and there are varieties of wheat that actually do okay in Brazil. So we're going to see more of that. And I think, you know, as time goes on, the world's just going to adapt to what's happening in Russia and Ukraine. The Ukrainians did load the first Panamax of corn. They did it from a Romanian port, but that was the first one we've seen since the war started. So, you know, I think things may be loosening up a little bit here, but the weather is still going to be the key. We look cold and wet for the next 10 days for much of the Midwest. There's going to be some rains in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, mainly toward the eastern parts of the state, but still pretty dry down there. But they look like Kansas has got 3 chances of rain next week, so maybe things are backing off a little bit out here. So, overall, we haven't seen any evidence of really any rationing out here. The Chinese are still buying beans. They're still buying corn. Not so much the beans as of late. They bought those cargoes of Brazilian beans. But overall, the corn demand has been incredibly strong. The crush is really strong. So we don't see anything really rationing demand out here for the time being. Maybe we make the contract highs here today in corn, and then maybe we settle it back down next week. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.